He struck out with a roar. Otto Zipp, carrying a dark lump on his noodle, dusted himself off, lit a cigar, and went home. When it was night, Roy dragged the two halves of the bat into left field, and with his jackknife cut a long rectangular slash into the turf and dug out the earth. He then placed the broken bat in it. He poured back the earth, carefully pressing it down, and replaced the grass. He trod on it in his stocking feet, and after a last long look around, walked off the field. In the clubhouse, the lights were left on with nobody there. He got rid of his uniform in the soiled clothes can, then dressed in street clothes. He felt something thick against his chest and brought out a sealed envelope. Tearing it open, he discovered a package of $1,000 bills. He had never seen one before, and here were 35. He tried to stuff them into his wallet. The wad was too thick, so he put them back in the envelope and slipped it into his pocket. The street was chill and his swaying lights dark. He shivered as he went to the corner. At the tower, he pulled himself up the unlit stairs. The judge's office was pitch black. He located the apartment door and stumbled up the narrow stairs. When he came into the judge's overstuffed apartment, they were all sitting around a table, Memo, the judge, and the supreme bookie enjoying a little cigar. They were counting piles of betting slips and a mass of bills. Memo was adding the figures with an adding machine. Gus got up quickly when he saw Roy. "Nice going, slugger," he said softly. Smiling, he advanced with his arm extended. "That was some fine show you put on today." Roy slugged him and he went down. His head hit the floor and the glass eye dropped out. Memo was furious. "Don't touch him, you big bastard. He's worth a million of your kind." Roy said, "You act all right, Memo, but only like a whore." She ran to him and tried to scratch his eyes, but he pushed her aside and she fell over Gus. Roy took the envelope out of his pocket. He showered the $1,000 bills on the judge's head. The judge raised a revolver. "That will do, Hobbs. Another move and I shall be forced to defend myself." Roy snatched the gun and dropped it in the wastebasket. He twisted the judge's nose till he screamed. Then he lifted him onto the table and pounded his back with his fists. The judge made groans and pig squeals. With his foot, Roy shoved the carcass off the table. He lay moaning amid the betting slips and bills. Memo ran around the table to the basket. Raising the pistol, she shot at Roy's back. The bullet grazed his shoulder. Roy turned to her. "Don't come any nearer or I'll shoot." He slowly moved forward. "You filthy scum, I hate your guts and always have," she hissed. He gently took the gun from her, opened the cylinder, and shook out the cartridges into his palm. Going down the tower stairs, he fought his own overwhelming self-hatred. He thought, "I never did learn anything out of my past life. Now I have to suffer again." When he hit the street, he was exhausted. He had not shaved, and a black beard gripped his face. He felt old and grimy. He stared into faces of people he passed along the street. "He could have been a king," a woman remarked to a man. A boy thrust a newspaper at him. The headline screamed, "Suspicion of Rob Sellout, Max Mercy." And there was also a statement by the baseball commissioner. "If this report is true, that is the last of Roy Hobbs in organized baseball." Roy handed the paper back to the kid. "Say it ain't true, Roy." Roy lifted his hands to his face and wept many bitter tears.